As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Wow. Yeah, it is. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, October the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Each and every day, folks, how does he do it? Anyway, my name is still William Roberts. Always good news. Well, news. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Again, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. What a novel concept. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call it at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014. You join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can do as most others do. Call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Please make a note of that number. I don't repeat it very often. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations at micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. The whole story in that itself. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying the broadcast this morning. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals move higher upon a solid technical foundation this time, and that's good news. Crude oil gains, that's not such good news. The EU finance ministers, a summit, they're not building much confidence that they're looking for, but anyway, we'll cover some of that as well. Global focus on local action, like to hear that in the news. Socialism, von Mises, Dicey, Smoot. Boy, I've got stacks and stacks of material. We'll just go wherever we can go today. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well. You know, our market report for this morning, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, found gold trading up $8 at $1,712.60. That's right, back in the 17 zone and liking every minute of it. The silver this morning up 17 cents at $33.44. A troy ounce platinum up 11 bucks at $1,575 even. Palladium up 6 bucks at $647 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,701.30 for a low, 1721.40. That's music to my ears for a high. But at 1712.60, your gold is up year to year $372 even for a 27.75% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA.org, they picked the price of 1713, and by golly, we're right on top of that. The SPDR gold shares overnight added 10.6 metric tons, big move here, first time in a long time that we've actually seen something substantial out of the SPDR gold shares. They claim this morning to be holding 1,244.16 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at these spot prices at $66.2 billion. Big hands, deep pockets, keep your eyes on the web.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we get underway this morning in our two-hour transmission here. Once again, back into our market report. Lots of ways you can hear the broadcast. You can always jump into BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. All of our archives are carefully stashed away for you and carefully indexed at OracleBroadcasting.com. You won't find much on my website, but the chat room is there for your use and pleasure. Anyway, back into the market report. Once again, good news for the gold bugs. Gold moves up $8 in the $1,700 territory this morning, opening up at $1,712.60. Silver up 17 cents at $33.44, $15.75, and platinum up $11, and palladium up 6 at $647. Even the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday going the other direction, all in the red, off 207, closing out at 11,707. And NASDAQ closed down 61 at 26.38, and the S&P 500 closed off 25 at 12.29 this morning. Crude oil off 61 cents, but disappointingly still at $92.50, or excuse me, 56 cents for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, you know, as they say, West Texas Intermediate delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 10 basis points at 76.13. Whatever that means. You can find out more about that at theice.com, theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies. Of course, that impacts our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies, where the Canadian loonie this morning up 58 basis points, still at 99 cents U.S., trying to regain parity with the U.S. dollar, but not quite making it. Likewise, the Mexican peso moves up 66 basis points. having to grind hard to round it up to get to the 8 cents. At this point, you know, Speedy Gonzalez is hanging onto the edge of the taco shell, and we can see the rim of his sombrero at 8 cents U.S., so you can fill up your pocket this morning with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro up 29 basis points at $1.39. The British pound off 8 basis points at $1.60. And the Swiss franc strongly up this morning, 26 basis points, again at $1.14 against the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, we continue to see interest rates on the rise, where the two-year yield is the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness is at 0.28%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 2.15, and the 30 at 3.16. In the mortgage market, the fixed rate 15-year national average mortgage moves up from 3.32% a month ago, a strong move upward to 3.45% as it becomes more and more difficult and expensive for people to qualify and pay for their mortgages to refinance their houses and save them from the Bank of America, the Vatican Bank, the Rothschilds, and others as they try and foreclose your property out from under you. Likewise, the 30-year moves up from 4.02% a month ago to 4.16% this morning. Your gold-to-silver ratio stands at 51.21 ounces of silver is going to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Just on a side note, the SPDR gold shares again moving up overnight, 10.6 metric tons this morning. They're claiming to hold 40,896.99 ounces of gold in their electronic treasure chest. Jump into the economic calendar for this morning, see what Econoday has to say. Looks like we've lost a couple of reports yesterday due to the time of the broadcast. The consumer price or consumer confidence report came out at 10. The FHFA house price index came out also at 10. The State Street Investor Confidence Index was out during the broadcast. We'll go catch those as well. This morning, the mortgage bankers purchase apps are out. Durable goods orders, new home sales. We'll pick all that up in this broadcast. The EIEIO petroleum status report is out this morning as well. Tomorrow, gross domestic product, jobless claims, Bloomberg's consumer comfort index, and the pending home sales will start our morning off. And then on Friday, we'll close out the week with personal income outlays and employment cost index and the consumer sentiment. So still a lot more to influence the environment in the economy as we go through the week. New home sales this morning. New home sales slipped 2.3% in August. That's not the kind of news you wanted to hear. To a nine-month low. Oh, brother. Just when you needed some good news, well, I just don't have it to give you. To a nine-month low of 295,000. All right, new home sales. Just a little over a quarter of a million homes. Anyway, versus the 302,000 in July, the level of supply on the market is at a record of 162,000 units. So all across America, they got the builders out there, and all summer long they were swinging their hammers. In vain, however, because they've got 162,000 laying out there trying to compete with the foreclosure market. But supply relative to sales remains moderately heavy at 6.6 months at the current sales rate. All right? It'll take about 6.6 months if they keep selling just the way they are this past few weeks. It takes 6.5 months before they would get all these houses sold. So you might as well just hang up your heart framing hammer, gentlemen, and close up the job box because things are not looking too good for the winter. The EIEIO Petroleum Status Report, the Energy Information Administration, provides weekly information on petroleum inventories in the U.S., whether produced here or abroad, and the level of inventories helps to determine prices for the petroleum products, and that's the definition, but they don't have a report for us yet. Consumer confidence, the consumer's assessment of current conditions is at its lowest point since December, while consumer expectations are at their lowest point since the recession. Now, hard to say when that recession started. Some people think 2007 could have been much earlier than that, and this all depends. But nevertheless, the consumer's assessment of current conditions is poor and remains so. The consumer confidence index fell 6.6 points in October to 39.8, with the current conditions component down a sharp 7 points to 26.3, and the expectations component down 6.4 to 48.7. So the Occupy This movement and all of the rest of the pessimism that's out there is having a major impact, and people are not interested in buying Halloween candy and knickknacks and costumery. All right? That's not going to be doing too good because, as you know, the Chambres du Commerce certainly rely upon the merchant man's holy days to bail them out at this time of the year. The FHFA house price index, according to the FHFA house prices, slipped 0.1% in August. So not only do we have a glut of houses on the market, but the prices continue to go down. All right. The August dip ended a string of four monthly gains in a row. Analysts had forecast a 0.3% rise for August. And the FHFA house price index converts mortgages financed by or bundled by the federal housing agencies. That would be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And that's that story. Let's go to the next one. State Street, see if we do these Econo Day reports, we can save ourselves a lot of time because we don't have to read all of the smudgeons and curmudgeons reports in the rest of the news. We just get the numbers and run with it. State Street Investor Confidence Index. The State Street Confidence Index, we really gauge that, you know, and sit around Starbucks and go, are you feeling confident this morning, Bob? Not very much, so, well, Bob, I'll report that. Thank you. Anyway, State Street's confidence index for institutional investors rose nearly 7 points in October. That's good. The reading is still below 100 to indicate demand for safety. Demand for safety. That's good news. They'll be flooding into the gold market this morning.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
It is pounding through the financial news here again off the mortgage bankers' purchase applications. The volume of mortgage applications bounced back from the prior week's Columbus Day lull. I don't know whether you felt the Columbus Day lull or not, but I didn't even notice it. But apparently, somebody did. Well, when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. Purchase applications rose 6.4%. in the October 21st week, with refinancing apps up 4.4%, and rates were steady with the week, average 30-year fixed rate loan at 4.33%. So there's still a lot of people out there looking at houses, and they're going into the banks, and they want to sign up. They're probably getting rejected because they're not selling the houses. Not good. Anyway, all that money's supposed to be on the sidelines, right? Durable goods orders, well, if you wanted to buy a Boeing, I guess today would be a good day to get into the durable goods business. The headline is sluggish, but outside of transportation, whoops, it just scratches out cars and trucks and buses and trains and fire trucks and your car and mine. Durable orders are showing broad-based strength, so we're not selling airplanes and buses and trains and automobiles, but other things like, oh, I don't know, washing machines are doing well. New factory orders for durables declined 0.8%. How's that doing well? I don't know. In September, after slipping an unrevised 0.1% the prior month. So I guess it's not so bad, but it's still bad. It's worse. It's not as bad as it could be. It was worse bad than it might have been. But nevertheless, they report on it, and so did I. Well, what can I say? Julie Hirschfield Davis writing this one for Bloomberg. I wouldn't give this guy the time of day, but I just have to say it. After all, it's in the news. If Bloomberg bothers to report it, I bother to look at it. Anyway, Perry, that would be Rick. Perry proposes a 20% flat tax for individuals and companies. Damn. You'd think he was with the Pope or something. A 20% flat tax. That's really going to help out, isn't it? You get $100 in your pay stub, and you take a $20 bill out of it, and you give it to the gov. That's going to really turn things right around there, Rick. Good idea, Ricky. Well, anyway, he's trying to do something about Kane's 999 plan. Rick Perry moved to reframe the Republican presidential race. Of course, he's the footman in this race. He's nowhere to be seen. Anyway, Rick Perry moved to reframe the Republican presidential race. Are there any candidates in this race? I think they're just setting it up for an election of the usurper. 2.0. It's just like the re-election campaign bids for Jorge Bush, you know. Jorge came in with very questionable circumstances down in Florida. And everybody has questioned the usurper since day one. Anyway, the Texas governor brandished a postcard-sized tax return he said would replace the web of paperwork and complex calculations Americans now face with an optional 20% flat tax for individuals. 20% flat tax. How about a 0% tax for all? Americans aren't searching for a reshuffling of the status quo, which simply empowers the entrenched interests, Perry said in a South Carolina discussion. This is a change election. No, Perry, that was last time. That was 4 years ago. This isn't the change election. Been there, done that, didn't work. This is a change election, he says, and I offer a plan that changes the way that Washington does business. Right. No, it doesn't. If you want to change the way that Washington does business, put them on a strict tariff program and make sure that they have the economy up. Did anybody hear about that Warren Buffett thing? He's proposing a constitutional amendment, and every time these Jorges down in Washington blow it, we just fire them all and we get rid of all of their pensions and they have all their health care and all. Wouldn't that be kind of interesting? They become citizen representatives. I need to find that. Maybe somebody can find it and drop it in the chat room. We'll figure out what the man with the bow tie has to say about constitutional amendments. But anyway, Perry's challenge is that his approach isn't as simple as Herman Cain's 999. It's 20% versus 999. It's new math, you know. But anyway, after a terrible September, Perry's central task now is to emerge as the anti-Romney, said Fergus Cullen, a Republican strategist who is a former chairman of New Hampshire's Republican Party. Fergus Cullen. I wouldn't imagine that he's Jewish, but anyway. The flat tax plan, his effort to sharpen debate performances, and Perry's recent hire of a seasoned campaign aide really shows that he's putting up a fight. He's either going to win or be defeated. He's not going to roll over. Well, that's Ricky Perry. Anyway, some people find him interesting to talk about. I don't. Let's go on to the next article. U.S. durable goods orders probably fell. Well, we just covered that, didn't we? But it's curious because here, Alex Kowalski says, U.S. durable goods orders probably fell. And right beside it in the news basket, orders for U.S. goods explains advance. So it's all the same details. It's just how you write the headline. They X the planes. You throw away the transportation component, and by golly, U.S. orders for durable goods did go up. Well, anyway, we don't need to bore you with the details. I've already given you the highlights, and that's all we need to understand, that even Bloomberg spins the news, and all they have to do, change the headline. Wow. When this is a funny one, when fuels speculation, China to ease policy, excuse me, as global recovery threatened. When fuels? When? Yeah, well, we all know who he is, right? Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao said that the economic policy will be fine-tuned as needed, and the industry ministry said, sounds like George Orwell, doesn't it? Fine-tuned as needed, and the industry ministry said it is studying stimulative policies for smaller companies as a global slowdown threatens growth. Stimulative policies. So they're reaching for the X-lax in China as well. Officials, maybe they're going to go for the... Skip it, Will. You're on radio. Officials will make adjustments at a suitable time and by an appropriate degree. That's very definitive, isn't it? They'll do it at a suitable time and by an appropriate degree. Confidence builder. Maybe Ben should go over and study at Wen Jiabao's feet and learn how to write these kinds of statements at a suitable time and by an appropriate degree. Of course, they consulted Confucius, and that's what Confucius said. Wen, in a statement published late yesterday, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. Wow, this is George Orwell. And other government agencies will work to help small businesses facing difficulties, it said separately in a statement today. So things are happening in China. A drop in Hong Kong's exports reported yesterday highlights the risk that China's growth will be dragged down by slumping global demand as Europe struggles to solve its debt crisis. But of course, you know, they've got both sides of this piece of toast covered. They've got enough people in their own country to consume anything and everything they could ever produce. So they've got a ready market. It's a captive market. It's not like Switzerland or something where they would be hard-pressed to sell their $140 cheese fondues outside of their own borders. The premier's statement supports our view that China's government is likely to relax credit controls. I share this stuff with you so that you look and listen and think about this, that there are more things going on than Rick Perry's hairdo. Anyhow, Argentine orders, kind of a related story, oil, gas, and mine companies to repatriate all export revenue. So they're bringing it all home, baby. Bringing it all home. Of course, we're going to get to that in a moment, even here. Rodrigo Orejuela and Laura Price collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. Argentina ordered oil, gas, and mining exporters to repatriate all their export revenue as the government struggles to stem accelerating capital flights. Pick it up right there.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've got all the sovereigns in the sovereign movement trying to find some place in South and Central America to move, you know. But at the same time, the Argentinas aren't doing too well because, you know, people are taking the money. It's capital flight out of the country. This is the rest of the article here. I'm not going to go too much further with it, but President, again, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's government changed the 2002 decree. She and Barry must dine at the same restaurant, allowing companies such as Exastra, Pan American Energy LLC, and Repsol to keep as little as 30% of their export revenue in the country in order to give equal treatment to all production activities, according to statements in today's official Gazette. Export sales from oil, gas, petrochemicals, gold, and copper in Argentina totaled $10.7 billion in 2010, or 16% of their total exports, according to a national statistics agency. The move is part of Fernandez's efforts to slow the capital flight, estimated at $3 billion per month, that is draining the central bank's reserves. Argentines pulled $9.8 billion out of the economy in the first half of this year, compared with $11.4 billion in all of 2010, according to the central bank data. I suggest you do the same, folks. You've got your money in dollar-denominated assets. You are in peril, and in peril indeed. Well, it's coming home to America, too. CAMP, territorial plan, exempts 95% of offshore profits from tax. That's right. Talk about bailing out the bankers. Well, let's bail out the other side. You know, as August Comte said, the world will be ruled ultimately by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator, supported as they are in the by a cadre of super social scientists. And here's one of these super social scientists who's a lawmaker, and he's trying to give the big corporations a bonus bucks to bring some of their money home. Here's the article, Stephen Sloan, Richard Rubin? Wow. Anyway, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg, what do you expect? Bloomberg. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp. How Camp, Dave? Dave's not here. Will release a long-awaited proposal today to shield 95% of corporate profits earned offshore from taxation in the U.S., according to a Republican familiar with the plan. Shield 95% of corporate profits. Just the other day, we heard about the Swiss bankers going through all the bank accounts, revealing the names of all of the Americans that have bank accounts in their secret Swiss banks. And Camp here wants to exempt 95% of offshore profits from tax if they'll bring the money home. Bringing it home. U.S. multinational companies, including Caterpillar, they make so much money, provide the Israelis with all the bulldozers that they use to bulldoze down the Palestinians' homes and orchards. Procter & Gamble and General Electric Company have been pressing for such a change to match the tax systems of most other major economies. So this is globalism, right? Transnational corporations, they have no national loyalties, no national affinities. The exemption would create a territorial tax system, territorial territories, regionalism, removing almost all U.S. taxation of offshore profits, right? Screw the borders, right? This is a borderless world, a borderless society. The proposal will be released as a draft instead of a formal bill later today. It's a slice of the broader rewrite of individual and corporate U.S. tax laws Camp is seeking. So I guess he's probably in the same camp, Camp is, with Perry. Still, he says, the release marks the first time he has made a detailed proposal on an overhaul of international tax law since he took control of the Ways and Means panel in January. Well, remember, Camp here is one of the guys that's on the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. Some people call it the Super Congress and Super Committee. I just use the real name, Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. And old Camp here has been kind of bankrolling a little bit. Apparently, drop down below this, look at the comments underneath the article on Bloomberg. Camp raised $705,000 in the third quarter of 2011, more than $475,000 of that after receiving the appointment to the Super Committee. And then the this is Dectra writing in the comments section. No, clearly, the folks who gave him nearly $750,000 in only 90 days weren't asking for anything in return, like this ham-handed proposal that is clearly a sop to the rich. How is it that we're in trouble from not taking in enough revenue to pay existing bills, and these bozos want to prevent pulling in any revenue to help close the gap? All right, back to the article. That's one of the commenters. There's some comments developing here. Maybe you want to throw in your 2 cents worth, too. Lower corporate rate? The proposal assumes the top corporate rate will be lowered to 25% from its current 35% and would also be revenue neutral. Camp's plan would in part offset the undisclosed cost of the territorial plan by requiring companies to repatriate offshore profits at 5.2%. Well, anyway, it goes on. The idea here is, is having destroyed our economy by offshoring and offshoring and outsourcing, now they want to bring their money home. Well, that would be a good thing, I suppose. At least we could use that money, maybe, to do something. But what would they use the money for? Why would they build any companies here? You know, we understand that we have to manufacture here for export, and then we import the things we need domestically. So it's really confusing how this is all going to work out. But anyway, that's what Camp wants to do, give the big corporations a break so they can bring their money back home. Well, not out of the woods yet. Europe struggles for crisis cure ahead of the summit. So we see, you know, today a spike in the gold market and yesterday as well. Silver's doing a little bit better. Things are coming on. Why? Well, it's because they're not exactly confident. There's no confidence that the European leaders are going to get their nougats out of the fire. James Nougat, sharing his nougats. With us, European leaders have risen to the challenge. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said French President Nicolas Sarkozy proclaimed their July 21st summit as a historic turning point. Well, see, it didn't turn out like that. That's what they said in July. But they're still trying to figure it out. They went on a vacation. Now they're back at work again. And their deals have all fizzled up to now. And the whole world is noticing. The Euro's stewards are back in Brussels today for an emergency summit, struggling to heed the world's call to once and for all eradicate what the U.S. Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner said, the catastrophic risk, a catastrophe indeed, as Rob Schroeder would say, of the doubt crisis. Well, Freudian slip, but it's right. It's a doubt crisis. Everybody doubts that they're going to be able to get the chestnuts out of the fire in time. A potential Greek default threatens shockwaves that could engulf Italy and France, jolt the banking system, and spell havoc for the global economy. We shall bow our heads now and worship doubt, 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 and fear, 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 and worry, worry, worry. I'm going to put in an order for a bullhorn. I've got an urge to bullhorn something. I don't know. Anyway, buck up. Here's the quote. Buck up. This crisis is going to be with us all still for a while. Close quote. Wow. Buck up. Said Barry Eichengreen, an economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley, on the Bloomberg surveillance with Tom Keene and Ken Pruitt. Quote, I fear they're not going to take the kind of steps needed to resolve it. I guess we could drop it right there. I don't think that they're going to solve anything either. Billionaire? Living out of a tote bag amasses fortunes to give away. Here's a little bit of juicy news out of New York City from Bloomberg. Of course, Jeremy Kahn interviewing Nicholas Berggruen. And Nicholas can't sit still. It seems Nicholas is an exceedingly wealthy Jewish fellow who basically lives with his handbag and his Gulfstream 4 jet. An hour into our interview at the poolside restaurant of the Hotel Capriani in Venice, Italy. I wonder if Bloomberg financed this Jeremy Kahn to go over to Italy for this interview. That would be a pretty cushy little gig, wouldn't it? The billionaire investor glances at the lunchtime crowd drifting over from their sun loungers. He fidgets. His fingers pirouette along the table edge, polishing off a cappuccino that's heaped with mounds of whipped cream. He suggests we move. And I'll skip you the rest of it. They're going to move around a few times in this restaurant. But apparently, Berggruen, he's 50 years old, lives his whole life this way, always on the move, as he seeks out companies to buy from Berlin to Bangalore to Brisbane. He's kind of a wandering Jew. He is, too, wandering Jew. For the past decades, the dual American and German citizen, another one, has had no fixed home address. See, wandering Jew. He constantly roams around the world on his Gulfstream 4 jet, living out of five-star hotels. Most of the time, he carries only a small tote bag containing clothes and his BlackBerry. Wow. Quote, if you have things and if you are a perfectionist, which I am, you have to really tend to them. And it takes energy away from other things, says Berggruen. So instead, he just lives out of jets, cars, and hotels.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So anyway, this article is very lengthy, and it goes on and tells you the whole story about Bergruen. And if you want to find out more about it, it's available up on Bloomberg. But apparently, like I said, this guy lives his whole life out these days, traveling around the world on his Gulfstream 4 jet, living out of five-star hotels, and he carries only a small tote bag containing clothes and his BlackBerry. And he makes his money by buying corporations, reorganizing them, increasing their bottom line, dusting them off, picking them up, setting them back up again. Not too hard on the employees, but he's pretty tough on management. He started out inheriting $250,000 from his father, who was an art dealer. Anyway, pretty interesting. Goes in this way. Nicholas is a very insightful investor, says James Houseline, a private equity investor, who's a former chairman of Sunglass Hut International, Inc., and a former independent director of Bergruen Blank Check Company. I guess he has lots of blank checks. Quote, he has a long and successful career of building up companies and reviving brands. Eccentric investor, stumbled plenty too, particularly when the detours from his buyout specialty. A foray into hedge funds produced lackluster results before he chucked the venture, and several of his investments in faddish businesses such as ethanol were a bust. Here's his quote. You make mistakes, Bergruen said. You learn, and I've learned a lot. Well, he travels around the whole planet looking for things to buy and does pretty well by it. So, just another entrepreneur out there. If you're sick and tired of mowing the lawn and would rather live in a Gulfstream 4, maybe you need to look at becoming a jet setter, a global traveler, a wandering Jew. You know, it might work. Anyway, incensed, Moynihan pushes back at Bank of America's critics with localized campaign. I don't know if Robbie Noel still has it up on his website yesterday, but he had quite an expose going back to Sherman Skolnick's work and the years past, tying together the dots between the Vatican Bank and the Banco of Italy here and Continental Bank and some of the others. But it's a pretty interesting stuff that he reported on yesterday. If you've got access to their archives, you might listen to it, but also his website. RobbieNoel.com, I believe it is. But here's the article. This kind of is a carry-along. Incensed, Moynihan pushes back at the Bank of America's critics with localized campaign. Hugh Sun writing this one for Bloomberg. Bank of America Corporation, of course, you know they're in deep trouble. Chief Executive Officer Brian T. Moynihan says he's incensed by public criticism. Moynihan, pretty Irish there, that fellow's most likely Catholic, says he's incensed by public criticism of his company and is pushing back by reminding local leaders of its contributions to their economies. Of course, Bank of America and the Vatican and the Rothschilds are all in bed together. That's fact. Moynihan, 52, told employees in a global town hall meeting, all right, networking, social networking, town hall meeting, global town hall meeting. You see, Moynihan understands what becoming vocal local is all about, and they're going to battle on the local level, as I noticed years ago. Up on the Tavistock Institute's website, which is where all this becoming vocal local comes from, when I realized that Tavistock was rolling out a new plan. As globalism, as I say in my opening, sometimes as globalism transitions from global to local, we must become vocal local to block the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, in our counties, in our states. Now listen, Moynihan's been listening to Become Vocal Local, or one of his advisors perhaps. Moynihan, 52, told employees in a global town hall meeting last week from the firm Charlotte, North Carolina headquarters that the place to win the battle over the bank's battled public image was at the state and municipal level. So they're bringing the globalist agenda locally. And that's what we need to be doing as well, right? Tomorrow night, the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Berry County chapter, is going to be having our meeting, monthly meeting, at the Berry County Library in the Lower Conference Center again. Welcome to come and join us if you'd like, as we take it to globalism from the local level. Bank of America's outreach campaign is part of Moynihan's effort to turn around the lender since he took it over as the CEO in January of 2010 following two taxpayer bailouts. His plan to charge some debt card users a $5 monthly fee drew reprimands from Barry the Usurper and lawmakers, including U.S. Senator Richard Durbin, the Illinois Democrat, who said customers should withdraw their deposits in protest. Well, here's a quote. I, like you, get a little incensed when you think about how much good all of you do, whether it's volunteer hours, the charitable giving we do, serving clients and customers well. Close quote, Moynihan said during the October the 18th gathering, a gathering to the bank's critics. He said, quote, you ought to think a little bit about that before you start yelling at us. Right. Once again, let's back up. What did we learn here? All the volunteer hours, you know, whether you go up on the Rothschilds website of London, no matter basically wherever you go on corporations' websites these days, you're going to find all of this volunteer stuff that they're doing. This philanthropy and volunteer work and charitable giving and serving clients and customers. All this is goodwill building. And goodwill is marketable. It has a value. You put it on your balance sheet, goodwill. But all the volunteer hours and things like that. And the employees are encouraged to do so, and they're given time off to participate in these things. And it's real good for PR, public relations, you know. But anyway, Moynihan here is laboring to rebuild the bank's reputation with customers, employees, and investors. Now, nowhere in this lengthy article, and it's a long one, do they talk about the damage done to real estate and the breaking of the chain of title by separating the note from the mortgages, irreparably damaging all those titles. All the titles to the property will remain with a cloud upon them forever because there's a break. No one knows. There's no way that you can buy or sell property with that kind of damage done to it. Anyway, you can buy it, but you know, like I've said in the past, the best that anyone can sell you is what they have an interest in. And if they can't give you a clear or perfect title or a quiet title or whatever perfect title, then you can't buy one no matter how much, you know, money you have or how good a wordsmith you are. You can't buy from somebody any more than they have to sell. The company is trying to improve its standing with local officials and small firms because research shows us that that's a more important indicator of reputation. Reputation is important. It's a confidence game. People lose confidence in the banking systems. The whole house of cards goes right down the SRE, if you know what I mean. Research shows us again that's a more important indicator of reputation. Bank of America's deposit-taking unit, notice the use of the words there, deposit-taking unit, as we noticed and learned in our accounting studies from Noble, 1945, that on one side you got your assets, and on the other side you've got your liabilities when you're looking at a T-model balance sheet or whatever. Your assets. Deposits are considered demand notes, and deposits are considered liabilities. But without those liabilities, the bank can't function. If you don't come in and make your little deposits, bank's got nothing to do. Same thing with businesses. You know, you can go, oh, and the Fed. Well, hey, if business and banking are together, you can't separate them. Without one, the other doesn't exist. Without governments and big businesses, banks have no purpose. They'll go bye-bye. The businesses and the governments are all need to be corrected. That we can do through legislation. The fiscal policy will follow. Or the monetary policy will have to follow the fiscal. That's all there is to it. Research shows us, again, it's a more important indicator of reputation. Bank of America's deposit-taking unit has the greatest concentration of locations in the most populous states, with 980 in California, 651 in Florida, 459 in Texas, 398 in New York, according to data on the FDIC website. All right, Minnesota, Utah, and Colorado each have just one branch, the FDIC data shows. So Minnesota, Utah, and Colorado are pretty low on Bank of America's list. But these deposit-taking branches, they're very important. We're seeking to re-engage in a very straightforward manner on the issues people care about most, which is, are we lending and investing? And how much of it are we doing in that community? You might not think this is important, but as we've studied in the past, if you can comprehend this notion of pluralism, all of the various groups. I don't know how many times in the local newspapers, even here in rural southwest Missouri, you'll see somebody from Walmart or somebody from the local bank, and they'll be presenting a check for $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 to some one of these Bugs and Bunny groups or some of the other plethora of groups and organizations that are out there. That's goodwill building. And every penny they invest there pays back in spades.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
So, excuse me. Yeah, anyway, sometimes I read too much during the break. Let's go back to a medium of exchange. All right, we're talking about money, talking about banking, talking about lots of things the last couple of months. Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 19, Meyer to Naval Bank. Volume 19, this was published back in about 51, 50, something like that, in the early 50s. But the articles here started being written back in the 30s and then carried forward from that. So many of the articles that we deal with in these older encyclopedias are quite antique. Interesting to read, and I'm reading work out of one called titled Money. Medium of Exchange, the explanation of the almost universal practice of using a medium of exchange is found in the difficulties of barter. And it goes back to that. I'm talking about Bank of America trying to increase their public appearance, their goodwill in the community, going out and doing charitable giving and trying to do everything they can, running TV ads and new and print media ads, trying to make people confident in them again. Banking, banking, banking. But it's all based upon this difficulty of barter. Of course, we heard about what's going on in, what is it, in Louisiana. You won't be able to use dollars and cents to go to a flea market anymore. Give us a break. I think I'd be packing my boxes. Or just, I think that probably ought to be a violation of federal law. You know, the Federal Reserve note is legal tender, and anybody that refuses it in commerce is violating a law, I think. I'd have to check. But I think that would probably, that particular piece of legislation might not be able to stand the scrutiny of a court of law. But let's go forward a little bit. The importance of being easily recognized is well illustrated in a busy station where change must be made with great rapidity and where difficulty of distinguishing one element of the medium of exchange from another would render impossible the transaction of the necessary business. What are we talking about? Well, you get into, let's say, a marketplace, a busy marketplace. Everybody's got one in their mind. One of the ones that comes immediately to mind for me is the sanitary market in Seattle, Pike Place Market. And you go in there on a busy day, and there's hundreds of people. They have similar down in San Francisco, another one up in Vancouver, B.C., I believe. But anyway, you get it on Ghirardelli Square. You go down any of the other places, Gastown. And when you have a busy, crowded environment, you know, you can't be sitting around, well, you know, I've got this goat out in the alley, and I'd like to trade that goat for your cabbage, you know. Well, that's where we came up with this medium of exchange. We go all the way back and pick it up on the trail where we left off with the Medici and the Giro out of Venice, you know, Florence and Venice. Bring it forward from there, if not starting earlier. We just start right from there and bring it forward. You need to have honest weights and measures, or in this country, constitutional weight and measure, gold and silver coin. But if you don't have those things, you come into this problem with barter. Real difficulties, and they're not just going to talk them out of existence, they're going to have to be resolved. Without elements of great durability, a good medium of exchange would be impossible. Again, this was written at a time when gold and silver were still in use in this country. Silver is principally. But without elements of great durability, you know, nothing is more permanent than gold, virtually indestructible. Without business elements of great durability, a good medium of exchange would be impossible because the wear and tear necessarily involved is great. And as an instrument of saving, it frequently needs to be kept for long periods of time. You know, gold's not going to rot, you know. A bushel of wheat can go buggy on you real quick. Certainly of value is also absolutely essential. Like certainty of value is absolutely essential. You have to be confident. You have to be certain that the value is still going to be there. And the value of your gold and your silver will be there even if the dollar goes right into the hopper. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Verkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verkey Guy offers amazing specials for Verkey water filtration systems. The Verkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verkey Light system today, complete with two black Verkey elements for only $231, and the Verkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verkey Light, the Verkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
This off the Wall Street Journal's website. Looking at the active market right now in Europe, everything is down. It's red all across the board. The FTSE, the CAC, the DAX, the FTSE, and the global Dow. Everybody's down. And in U.S., in the open markets running, the Dow is off 41 points at 11,748. The NASDAQ is off 30 at 2608. The S&P is off 3 at 1226. And gold is up 14, now up 15 at 1715 and rising. So back to the article here out of the Encyclopedia Americana, and indeed this set of encyclopedias was originally copyright in 1927. The issue that volumes that I have in front of me here were copyright 1951. It's a 1951 edition. But looking at the bibliography at the end of this article written by William A. Scott, who is formerly the professor of political economy and at the University of Wisconsin, he's got D.R. Dewey, Financial History of the United States out of New York and London. Johnson, J.F. Johnson, Money and Currency in Relation to Industry, Prices and Their Rate of Interest, published out of New York in 1906. Kinley, Money, 1914. J.L. Laughlin, The Principles of Money, New York, 1903. A.D. Noyes, 30 Years of American Finance, 1898. Scott W.A. Scott, Money, Chicago, 1913, Money and Banking, 1926, Sumner G. Sumner, History of American Currency, 1884, J.D. McGree, Intro to Money and Credit, New York, 1926, I Write, Readings in Money, Credit and Banking, New York, 1926. So the latest article, the latest reference in the bibliography here from our author, William Scott, is 1926, which gives me a pretty good indication that this article was one of the ones originally published in this set of encyclopedias and copyright in 1927. So we've got quite a window here reaching back all the way into the 1800s. Pretty good articles, things I like to read. But again, he's right on the money. Certainty of value is absolutely essential. And if we, the people of the world, have no certainty of the value of the fiat money, money, put out by the global central bankers, then we're in trouble. There's no certainty. If you have no certainty of value, there's no real incentive for any long-term investment. So it's just really moment-to-moment. It's hand-to-hand money. Honey? Hand-to-hand money. And nothing beyond that. If there's any uncertainty regarding the value, back to the article, of any element of the medium of exchange, people will either refuse to accept it, in which case it will cease to be a medium, or they will protect themselves against possible loss by charging a higher price for the goods or the services exchanged. And we can start to see that now, maybe, in the flea markets and in the barter system in some southern states, you know. Louisiana's kind of a bellwether. It was Florida, and now it's Spanish. You know, it's one of the oldest, St. Augustine, the oldest settlement in on the continent for us Europeans and Englishmen, Irishmen, and other mad dogs. Anyway, then there's, you know, Louisiana. They've been under Napoleonic code since day one. Pope of Rome, anyway. But the idea down there that they're going to make it difficult for people to use Federal Reserve notes? Wow. I think that is a violation of law. Anyway, we'll have to see. But, you know, they're going to charge more. They're going to have to charge higher. There's no certainty. In either case, commerce is obstructed or made impossible. They're doing everything they can to circle the wagons, keep all the Indians in the pen, all the Christians in the fold, repenting them, repenting them up on the regular basis. It's important, though, in either case, commerce is obstructed or made impossible in order that people may be willing to part with their commodities in return for the medium of exchange. They must be assured that it in turn will serve them in making desired purchases. That is, that the persons who have the goods they want will be willing to accept it in exchange for such goods. At what point will people lose such all confidence in the dollar? Some people say, well, that's a mark of the beast. You'll neither be able to buy or sell. Go into the book of Revelation, read it for yourself. Quite a hairy story. Not be able to buy or sell, right? This requirement, maybe we don't want to buy or sell. Maybe we want to barter or exchange. This requirement implies the possession of practically universal acceptability in some of the elements of the medium. We all know what that universal exchange is. It's part of the trouble, the woe that was brought upon Muammar Gaddafi and his people. Getting a little bit too tight with gold. I wonder whether that great collapse in the gold market was due to manipulation or was it just simply due to the fact that Muammar Gaddafi's influence in bringing gold to all of Africa and a gold back exchanged into the near Middle East was collapsed, and as a result, some of those big hands in deep pockets that were buying all that gold, and namely the Libyans and others, the Chinese, got out of the market temporarily, had to take a sidestep. But this requirement implies the possession of practically universal acceptability in some of the elements of the medium, of acceptability among wide circles in all of them, and of interchangeability between all, such as interchangeability enabling the holder of any element which does not possess universal acceptability to accept it for one which does. We talk about this increasingly complex, interoperable, interdependent, and here interchangeable global economic system, and how important something of permanence and value and certainty would be in that. Gold backing of the new currency, perhaps, is in the offing. The volume of exchanges in any community varies from time to time. In this and most other countries, it varies with the seasons, being greatest in the spring and the fall, and least in midsummer and midwinter. The medium of exchange should adjust itself to these changes, increasing automatically in volume. As the volume of exchanges increases and decreases, volume of exchanges increases and decreases automatically under the opposite conditions. Anyway, it continues. It talks about the qualifications required in a good medium of exchange. Here they are. Number one, hand-to-hand money, written or printed orders of one party to pay specified sums to another and book accounts. That would be your check, right? Coin, government notes, and bank currencies. The latter subclassified into banknotes and checking accounts. And three, standard money and credit currency. Now, in all of these three, one, two, threes, at the time that this article was written, we were still using gold and silver, and we were using silver certificates, which were redeemable at any Federal Reserve Bank or any bank for silver, or silver exchangeable or redeemable for paper certificates. A big difference. And they continue to talk about hand-to-hand money. By hand-to-hand money, and we see money, honey, we got this out of the 1945 Nobel book on accounting, principles of accounting, accounting principles. They ain't talking about funny money. They're still talking about real money, silver, constitutional money. Right. By hand-to-hand money, silver, is meant those elements of the medium of exchange which perform their service by mere transfer from hand to hand without endorsement or any other formality. Without an endorsement or any other formality. That brings us to something different, slightly. This is chapter 11, or excuse, yes, 19, excuse me, chapter 19 in Roman numerals. Corporation Accounts and Records, this out of Accounting Principles, 4th edition, Noble. 1945. I'll bring it up right after the break.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, so we're looking at the difference between hand-to-hand money now and things, other things, similar, corporation accounts and records, recording subscriptions to capital stock. Subscriptions, an interesting word. Subscriptions. In the preceding chapter, again, this is out of Principles of Accounting Noble, 1945, a textbook, a long one, 700 and some pages, all about the principles of accounting principles. Likely that many people out there are accountants perhaps today or know somebody that is or has one or retains the services of one. And it's about anybody that's an entrepreneur and has to do their own bookkeeping. You know, they need something better than TurboTax because it didn't work for Tim. He probably won't work for you. If Rick Perry has his way, he figures that most people never read the money, you know, read the tax bills anyway, and they'll just pay the 20% contribution to Fed. But in the preceding chapter, it was assumed that corporation stock was exchanged directly for cash or property. Now, when Noble's talking about cash, he's still talking about silver. Cash. Or property, interestingly enough. Ordinarily, and remember, as this book started out, everything's property. It's all about property, title rights, and interest. Property. Ordinarily, before stock is actually sold, the corporation accepts subscriptions for its capital stock. Accepts subscriptions. Curious word there. Those who expect to become stockholders subscribe for stock, thereby agreeing to pay cash at a later date for the shares for which they subscribe. Those who expect, again, to become stockholders in a corporation subscribe for stock, thereby agreeing to pay cash at a later date for the shares for which they subscribe. This amount represents a receivable of the corporation and is debited to an account entitled Subscriptions Receivable. At the same time, the proprietorship of the corporation has been increased. And remember, proprietorship and liabilities are on one side of the equation. Assets are on the other. When Benjamin Shalom Bernanke was queried by Ron Paul whether gold was money, he thought about it for a moment, hedged, and said, yes, well, no, it's an asset. You have your assets on one side, that would be where you put your gold, and on the other side you have the liabilities and the proprietorship. So at the same time, the proprietorship of the corporation has been increased by this subscription of stock, and an account titled Stock Subscribed is credited. Each of these accounts represents a situation involving subsequent transactions. Earlier in the chat room, there was a question as regards to the CAFRA, CAFRA1.com. Yes, it's very important to go up and look at that CAFRA1.com video. But realize that there's much more to accounting than what you're going to see in even the CAFRA report or in the balance sheet. And when the Fed says they're going to expand their balance sheet, we need to understand all the details, all the ledgers, and all of the accounts that can be hidden away inside of a balance sheet. And what do they mean when they say they're going to expand their balance sheet? Since stock certificates are freely transferable, it's almost like hand-to-hand money, right? Freely transferable. It is not advisable for the corporation to issue stock until the subscription is fully paid. So subscriptions, important. The subscriptions receivable account are controlling accounts. Controlling. They control the subscriber's ledger in which accounts with individual subscribers are set up. The relation of the subsidiary ledger in this case is exactly the same as the customer's ledger. And then it continues. So what is this subscribing, subscription, and all that about? It's like Hal Anthony talked about in one of his broadcasts recently, the idea of application. You fill out an application, you're applying something to you. Much the same when you subscribe. Here we go. This is out of a contemporary dictionary. This is the Webster's New World Dictionary of the American Language. This was published in 1972. But this was originally published in 1953, so it's very likely to be contemporary with our not only our encyclopedia set published in 1951, but our accounting principles textbook here published in 1945. I like to work that way, especially when I'm going to the dictionaries and the encyclopedias to try to get greater meaning for some of the terms found in other readings. But what is this idea? Subscribe. What is this word? This is right out of the dictionary, Webster's Collegiate. It's to sign one's name at the end of a document. You know, you could have a subscription contract. That's the way our personal property taxes look in Missouri to me. They go out and they give the address and they address it to the corporate man, the fiction, with my surname first and my Christian name last, separated by a comma, all caps. And then it goes on and it proceeds to have you report on yourself, assess yourself of what you have and what you don't have. And then at the very end, you have to do an affirmation or an oath, and then you put your signature there. So you're basically subscribing. You're taking on the responsibility. You're applying this to the legal fiction up at the top. But again, to subscribe is to sign one's name at the end of a document, to write one's signature on a document, etc., as an indication of consent. And we always talk about voluntary compliance. You voluntarily consent. And your silence is implied assent or consent. Approval, attestation, etc. To subscribe. To support or consent. To favor or sanction. You signed your name there, son. You assented. You supported. You approve it. You attest to it. You promise to contribute a sum of money, especially by signing a pledge. You see, that's the tax statement. To sign one's name at the end of a document, etc. You're subscribing. Subscribing. To give support, sanction, or approval, consent, or agree. To promise to contribute or to give a sum of money. To agree to receive and pay for a periodical or a service or theater tickets, etc. Subscribe. What is subscription? A written signature. Something subscribed. A signed document. Consent or sanction, especially in writing. An amount of money subscribed. A formal agreement to receive and pay for periodicals, books, theater tickets, or in this case, stock shares in a corporation. The right to receive a periodical, etc., as by payment of a fixed sum, that part of a doctor's prescription or more. Assent to certain doctrines for promulgating or promoting uniformity, as in the Anglican Church, acceptance of the 39 Articles of Faith and the Book of Common Prayer. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, kind of as an aside. But an interesting sidebar for this discussion. As we look at this idea of subscription, again, by hand-to-hand money is meant those elements of the medium of exchange which perform their services by the mere transfer from hand-to-hand without endorsement. Endorsement. Now, at this time in the 1920s, you saw the word always spelled with an E, and endorsement. Today, it's always an I-N-D, endorsement. Much the same kind of trouble we get into when we look at unalienable rights as opposed to inalienable rights. Something different is happening there. They're not exactly synonymous. They're close, but not synonymous. In the United States at the present time, it includes all our coins. Remember, that's silver. They didn't get into clad coins yet. That didn't happen until I was in high school. In the United States at the present time, it includes all our coins, several varieties of governmental notes and banknotes. Under the head of written or printed orders to pay specified sums to persons specified belong bank checks and drafts, postal money orders, express money orders, that's American Express Company there, and other similar devices. And so then it continues and gets to be more involved. And we'll pick it up and continue a study of money as we go along here. Come back to our banking discussions too. But before we go there, let's go here. Back to The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot. We'll have to pick Dan Smoot up right after these words from our sponsors. Do stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we talk about going local, becoming vocal local, and looking at our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states, municipal governments, metropolitan statistical areas, the ICLEI, and all the rest of that. But Dan Spoon's got a little bit of something here to say, going back to 1949, pick up something that's contemporary, again, with our accounting principles and our historical research that we've already been doing a little bit this hour. But metropolitan government, Metro 1313, you might look it up, University of Chicago, Metro 1313, they've moved now. But it's the used to be the home of the American Institute of Planners, AIP, or American Planning Institute, API. Very important to understand this. Metropolitan government would eliminate the individual states as meaningful political entities. Everybody's after the states, folks. Hugh Hewitt, the other evening, speaking with Larry Arndt at the Hillsdale College, asked a question ostensibly from a contributor ostensibly whether or not we could look to a time in the near future in America where we just forget the 10th Amendment and render the states obsolete. As I mentioned, I wanted to come right straight through the monitor to that man's throat for even having the audacity to utter such blasphemy. Anyway, metropolitan government would eliminate the individual states as meaningful political entities. Why haven't they done that? Would divide the nation into metropolitan regions sprawling across state lines. I'm in one. The metropolitan regional and metropolitan statistical area here in the southwest Missouri goes down and embraces, picks up northwest Arkansas, the Walmart headquarters, global Walmart headquarters. We have a big information center hidden away in a bunker down here and holds everybody's financial information in it, no doubt, and their shopping history at Walmart from day one. Again, metropolitan government would eliminate the individual states as meaningful political entities, would divide the nation into metropolitan regions, sprawling across metropolitans. You know that's Catholic, isn't it, the metropolitans? Yeah, it is. Same thing with the banks. We have all of these regions, the banking, Federal Reserve banking regions in Missouri. We have two. I can step across the boundary line not far from here. Step back and forth between the St. Louis Fed and the Kansas City Fed. A whole tier of counties on the westernmost boundary of Missouri are in the Kansas City Federal Reserve region. But regionalism, okay, it sprawls across state lines and would place the, this is the idea of the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning systems and the multi-jurisdictional drug task forces. Sprawling across state lines and would place the management of these regional governments in the hand of appointed experts. Experts say, remember, always calm, that the world would be ultimately in the positive stage of human development after we transition out of the metaphysical stage, having our origin in the theological stage of human development, finally fully in the positive stage of human development, we find ourselves living in a system where the captains of finance and industry rule the world through their appointed dictators, all right? Supported by a cadre of super social scientists, experts who say. We place the management of these regional governments in the hands of appointed experts, no elections here, answerable not to local citizens, but to the supreme political power in Washington, the abolition of the state, right? And then it continues. He says, through the area development activities of the committees for economic development, now we're invoking, you know, Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. The link is in my near my chat room on the website. Just click on that, go right over and visit with Vicki Davis, find out all about it, these economic development zones and free trade zones. Through the area development activities of the Committee for Economic Development, the Council on Foreign Relations has supported the Urban Renewal Program. Urban Renewal. It goes back ways. FEMA's into this now. They used to be just civil defense, you know, and then we had urban renewal. Urban renewal, of course, Detroit, they're bulldozing that city, turning it back into a green area. They're bulldozing out all the brown zones and making everything green, right? Urban renewal with federal tax money was authorized in the National Housing Act of 1949 and enlarged in scope by amendments to the Housing Acts of 1954, 56, and 57. Of course, they're doing the same thing in Israel, bulldozing out all of the Palestinian lands and homes so that the Israelis can build their settlements, you know, in the West Bank, occupying illegally, unlawfully, violation of the old borders and boundaries. But it did not become a vigorously promoted nationwide program until late after 1957, after the Council on Foreign Relations through the CED started to push it. We talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, Council for National Policy, and all of the rest of these big groups, powerful, influential hands hanging on to the tiller of the ship of state. Urban renewal is a federally financed program of city planning, which requires city governments to seize homes and other private property from some citizens and resell them at below cost to real estate promoters and other private citizens for developments that the city planners consider desirable. You know, it's the Kelo versus New London case up there where the Pfizer came into a nice neighborhood up in New London, what is it, Connecticut, and they wanted to use eminent domain to seize the houses, the residential, the homes of the people that lived in that area so that Pfizer could come in and build a corporate business park. Why? Because they could make more money for the agencies, for the municipalities, and for the Metropolitan Statistical Agency through property taxes if they had a big pharma like Pfizer instead of all those pesky homeowners who thought they were sovereign citizens. Well, they learned a lesson there, didn't they? under the ancient but awesome right of eminent domain, city governments do not have the power to take private real estate from one citizen for the profit of another citizen. Violation of common law. The laws of nature, nature's God, totally violates it all. But the metropolitans, you know, the guys with the red hats and the cardinals, they can do this. The yarmulke screwed on their heads. Yep, that's right. They can do that. Continuing along here, but in November of 1954, the Supreme Court in an urban renewal case said that Congress and state legislatures can do anything they like to the private property of private citizens as long as they claim they're doing it for the public good. That's right, it's for the greatest good of the greatest number. Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, John Austin, philosophical radicals of England, poor laws and all the rest of the laws came on, codification, turning the common law into a code, codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Federal urban renewal has opened rich veins. Now we're talking about sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism, Agenda 21. Federal urban renewal has opened rich veins of public money for graft, corruption, and political vote. Go back and look at Credit Mobilier of France and Credit Mobilier here. Look at westward expansion, the railroads, etc. The logging and mining industry, and originally horrible graft and corruption and buying and vote buying and politician buying. Huge land grants given away to the captains of finance and industry. Federal urban renewal has opened rich veins of public money for graft, corruption, and political vote buying, and it is destroying private property rights under the pretext that clearing slums will eliminate the causes of crime. 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 Always doing it for the safety of the children, right? Crime. Moreover, urban renewal authorizes the seizure not just of slum property, but of all private property in a whole section of a city and whole swaths of the land. The other day we were talking about the KXL pipeline coming down out of Canada, running all the way to Texas, honey. And it's going to be running under the steamroller of eminent domain. Seizures. But of all private property in a whole section of a city for resale to private interests which promise to build something that government planners will like. You see how important it is for you to become vocal local and block this globalist agenda right where you are, where we can be effective, not with a bullhorn, not from the sidewalk, not with placards and signs, but with very careful research and grammar and logic and quality rhetoric and oratory. As you stand at the podium and make your presentations, or better yet, better still, embed within the established two-party political systems, become one of those planners, become appointed to one of these boards and begin to speak truth to power from the inside out. Be like some of those bold sheriffs now over in Siskiyou County and other places on the Klamath River who are defending rural America. They finally woke up. As their ox gets gored, they start to realize that if they continue to just subscribe, every time they reach out, the county sheriff, they reach out for these unearned grants and aid, these shekels, their fire departments, their trucks, their cars, their see-through-the-wall cameras, every time they reach their hands out for these unearned grants and aid, the shackles of control are put on them, and they're finally ready to throw off the shackles, and I hope you are too.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, for the last couple of weeks, or perhaps even a month, we've been on a sidebar from our study of positivism, which we have not at all abandoned, okay? Just trying to wrap our minds around this concept, you know, of what is it going to be like in a positive state of human existence in this techno-totalitarian era where the technocrats rule. What is it going to be like when the captains of finance and industry rule the entire planet? We're starting to see that around us, and all of the indicators are there that we're fully embracing positivism in the 21st century. This mode of looking at our subject, it says here, let us now turn from alterations of view in different departments of thought to similar revolutions of beliefs recorded in the lives of known leaders of public opinion. Now I'm into A.B. Dicey's Law and Public Opinion in England during the 19th century, lectures on the relation between them. All right. Series of lectures given at Harvard, darling, I believe. Lecture 12 is what I'm referring to. So here's one of these revolutions of beliefs. It's always about beliefs. There's a lie in every belief. Look at the word carefully. You'll see it there. Let us turn from our alterations of view in different departments of thought to similar revolutions of belief recorded in the lives of known leaders of public opinion. August Comte was one, but here, Harriet Martineau. This is a biographical sketch, interestingly enough, dropped right into these lectures. Boy, this was well worth the price of the book. Harriet Martineau, 1802 to 1876. Now, of course, you know, Harriet Martineau, perhaps you didn't, was August Comte's only authorized translator of his writings, the Comtean Positive Philosophy, his Positive Policy, and ultimately the Universal Religion of Humanity, the Catechism of the Universal Religion of Humanity, or the Catechism of Positivism. Harriet Martineau was his number one choice. So here she is. She was born in 1802, died in 1876. And so we can see towards the end of her life, she witnessed the War of Northern Aggression, the assassination of Abraham Springsteen, here, although she was in England, looking from a distance, as so many did, including Karl Mordecai Marx and Lenin. Engels. Marx and Engels. Harriet Martineau, born 1802-18, lived to 1876, so she was alive at the same time still with Henry St. Simon. Maybe she went to Henry St. Simon. Of course, Henry St. Simon fought at the Battle of Yorktown with George Washington. See how this all works together? Harriet Martineau was not in a technical sense a disciple of Bentham. Now we're making the connection, you see, between Benthamism, philosophical radicalism, the work of the socialism, French socialism of Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte, and ultimately utilitarianism, which becomes the fundamental tenet of libertarianism and the Ron Paul Republican Libertarian Caucus. And by golly, now we're right in current days, aren't we? The RLC, Republican Libertarian Caucus. But not in a technical sense, a disciple of Bentham, Jeremy Bentham, the head of the philosophical radicals. But when she first came before the public, she was the incarnation of the liberalism of 1832 to 1834. Okay? Of course, we had to bring in the Medici because we had to know about this revival, if you will, of art, capital A art, and learning, capital L learning, which from the Medici, you know, remember Pope Leo X and Clement VII, they brought on the Renaissance and all the masters, Michelangelo, Botticelli, Leonardo da Vinci and all of that, and Savonarola and all of that in there, that whole effort that then split, went on one side along the coast, ultimately becoming, you know, Ignatius Loyola and the establishmentarianism and the anti-disestablishmentarianism, I guess, would be the Jesuit order, Bank of America and Continental Bank and all the rest of them. And then on the other side, it went the other way around up to Austria in that area, Poland, that side, as the Reformation. And there you got Johann Reuchlin and Philip Melanchthon and then Martin Luther. And that, 500 years ago. But again, this is all things stepping up. These are all the liberals. And so some people say, well, I'm a conservative. I'm a Christian conservative. Wait a minute. What do you mean, Christian conservative? Are you Catholic or what? Conservative? I thought you'd be liberal. The Reformation was created by liberals. Why are you conservative? I'm confused. Are you confused? To her, the Reform Act, all right? Bentham, Jeremy Bentham, the Reform Act was the new birth of the nation. She belonged to the generation of liberals who, to use her own words, quote, saw in parliamentary reform of Lord Grey a noble beginning of a great work, which it might take centuries to perfect, and it has, and in every stage of which the national mind would renew its strength and gain fresh vigor and wisdom. The Municipal Corporations Act, the reform of the poor law, and the founding of the mechanics institutes, the cheapening of books and newspaper, the diffusion of useful knowledge, and above all, the education of the common people in the tenets of sound political economy and Malthusianism, which she firmly believed would regenerate the world. Fascinating how things go when we understand facts. When all but daunted by the difficulty of finding in 1831 a publisher for her stories in illustration of a political economy, she kept up her courage by repeating to herself, quote, the people wanted the book and they should have it. The people wanted the book and they should have it. For to her and to the liberals of the day, these tales were no mere stories. They were to the popularization of a saving faith. And so for the early philosophical radicals, these were huge things. And the Municipal Corporations Act, urban renewal, metropolitan statistical areas, Metro 1313. When all but daunted, well, here we go, let's continue. Here's a quote. The tales are now an unreadable mixture of fiction founded on rapid cramming with raw masses of the dismal science. They certainly show the true journalist's talent of turning hasty acquisitions to account, but they are chiefly remarkable as illustrations of the contemporary state of mind when the Society for the Diffusion of Useful Knowledge, take out your constitution, for the diffusion of knowledge, for the free and gratuitous diffusion of knowledge. I mean, it's right out of the education section in the Missouri Constitution, and I read you the 1820 and the 1865. I could read it right out of the current Constitution for the state. Okay? The diffusion of useful knowledge testified to a sudden desire for popularizing knowledge. And when the political economists of the school of Malthus, Ricardo, and James Mill were beginning to have an influence upon legislation, you know, Malthus, this is not enough to go around. Population reduction became very popular with Paul Ehrlich and Holden and the others. You know, the population bomb. We're beginning to have an influence upon legislation. So you can see how some of these thinkers, even if they were sometimes stinking thinkers, have the ability to influence law and legislation through the operation of public opinion and cross currents of public opinion. Right now, the Occupy This movement is a cross current of public opinion. It's cutting through, it's crossing over the controlled media's opinion. And many people are starting to get into that stream of thought. The Stern Benthamites, she says, thanked her as a faithful expositor of their doctrines. And so if August Comte was on board with Harriet Martineau and supported the things she was doing, and Jeremy Bentham and the English positivists were in the same train, then perhaps we could assume or infer that Jeremy Bentham was as much a positivist as the founder of that positivism, August Comte. And James Mill, of course, was a disciple of both Henry St. Simon and contemporary with August Comte. And when he saw what August Comte was doing with his philosophy of polity and his positive polity, his positive philosophy, and the positive religion, that was when he went back and wrote On Liberty and started the Utilitarians. He could see where that was all headed. Thus writes in 1893, and remember, and we'll get to it when we study the positive religion, even from St. Simon, but ultimately and in the end, August Comte said, the positive religion will look much like Catholicism as the Pope comes out and calls for a global, and that's been refuted now, so we don't need to go too much more of that, but calls for a global economic order. Apparently it doesn't come from the Pope. It's just more blogosphere nonsense. Thus writes in 1893 the not unfriendly and ablest critic of utilitarianism. He describes with admirable clearness the way in which students of today must of necessity regard the didactic fiction of our authoress, and brings at the same time the most vivid light the difference of the opposition between the sentiments of 1832 and the sentiments prevalent toward the end of the 19th century. We'll pick it up there when we come back tomorrow. Hope you will be there. I will be. Until the next time, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio.